Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Red Eyes Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's always great to have you with us. I'm Henrik, and this is a show dedicated to exposing lies, dispelling the myth makers, opposing the hostile elites within our countries and their attack on tradition, Western culture, and civilization. We also deal with many of the politically incorrect subjects that have become untouchable and no-go zones for those who have become thought criminals in this brave new world. And simply, hold opinions that the establishment have deemed to be too dangerous. Well, why do we do this? Well, because someone has to address it and be honest about it and where it will lead if it continues, no matter how difficult it is. Well, today we're going to switch topic a bit and talk about a recent slew of deaths that have occurred among holistic doctors in America. As you know, we are interested in health, not from a new or, you know, alternative perspective, because this is really the wrong word for it. We are interested in the traditional ways of dealing with many health issues that we've had a lot of knowledge about over a long period of time coming to us from our ancestors. It's not about being completely opposed to modern medicine. There are some really good things within that, some new advancements that's part of new knowledge picked up along the way based on research and science and accurate information. So it's not a black and white issue. However, having said that, there is a tremendous corrupt industry that have been built around the emergence of this new medicine, what they call today orthodox medicine. Again, really the wrong word for it since it's fairly new. But this new field has been hijacked by interests that goes against ours of well-being and health. These are financial interests, and in some cases, they're even part of a larger geopolitical strategy, I would say. Perhaps even group evolutionary strategy that plays into many other topics that we address on this program as well. You know, we have corrupt organizations such as the FDA, the CDC, the EPA, etc., that have been run by interests that goes against ours, clearly, and they are not honest about the things they claim to be concerned with. It's very easy to figure this out, actually. So, you know, keep this in mind and do some research on the people at the head of some of these organizations. Well, we have with us today Erin Elizabeth. She has been a longtime activist with a passion for the healing arts, working within the area for about 25 years. Her website is healthnutnews.com. It's among one of the top 20 natural health sites worldwide. She is an author, public speaker, and her stories have recently been featured on some of the national networks. She has an interesting story herself on how she overcame vaccine injuries, Lyme disease, and also significant weight gain that we're going to talk some more about in the second hour. Welcome, Erin. Thank you so much for coming on with us. We appreciate your time today. I know how busy you are, so it's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here, Henrik. Thank you.
Well, very good. Thank you so much. Well, I've been following some of the news items on your website, healthnutnews.com. And I think one of the stories that really has taken off here for obvious reasons is the one we're going to get into in more detail here at the beginning. In terms of all the deaths of the holistic doctors that have, we'll need to run through this, of course, how many it is and whatnot. But I remember hearing about Dr. Bradstreet in Florida, I believe he was in first, and he's really one of the first cases that I heard about. He was an autism researcher and a doctor, but things have just transpired from this point, and we have a number of these people that have been discovered dead. It's just such a bizarre case. Tell us about how kind of you got involved and like became one of the prime researchers on this, Erin.
Sure. It was just kind of it's unintended. Like I say, this series, so to speak, was, of course, totally unintended. But I had seen rumors going around just after his death. And then I'd seen the memorial page that they'd put up for Dr. Bradstreet. And I'd really admired his work. We were supposed to be at Autism One, but then didn't end up going. But we would have seen him there. So I thought that some of the rumors need to be laid to rest. There were just so many things. Oh, this happened or that happened. So I just put the facts that we knew at that point out in an article. And of course did say that he was admired and just, there were countless people, all mostly positive, posting, what a great doctor he was and how much he helped their children. And I've even met some of those people now. So I just started with that article. And then as I was writing it, I got a call from a friend that worked for at an office for Dr. Heidendahl here in Florida. And he was found dead on Father's Day. Little did we know there was another holistic doctor that same day. So that was just within all in 72 hours, we had three doctors. And yes, Dr. Bradstreet was, as you'd asked, from Florida, but was now practicing just a state north of us in Georgia. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Right. So within 72 hours from the 19th to the 21st, we had sadly three holistic doctors that all had died. So,
is there any reason? I mean, we can talk more about what actually happened to Dr. Bradstreet, but is there any reason here to believe that? I mean, obviously, it's murder when it comes to Bradstreet. There's no question about that. But is there more behind it? Is there a reason why he was killed?
Well, they are saying right now, and I'm not disputing what you're saying. I'm just saying what the authorities are saying is alleged suicide for Dr. Bradstreet. Some of the other doctors were confirmed murders, but they're saying alleged suicide.
It seems so implausible, but, considering how he died, doesn't it?
Yes, I would agree. And they won't close out I mean, this is public information that the investigation isn't closed, so it's still ongoing. We'll just have to wait. And I have interviewed the family exclusively too, and of course they're really hurting, but they're they're wonderful people. But yeah, there are all sorts of course, after the speculation, then the facts came out of kind of what happened or what allegedly happened with Dr. Bradstreet's death. But then now there are the speculations as to why, if he were killed, then why that would happen. But he had just been, had the FDA come in, and they had raided his office, but they hadn't arrested him. And he was then going for a weekend getaway with his wife. So, and the room wasn't ready. But I mean, there were rumors that it could be related to the GC math. And I don't dispute that. I think somehow that's connected, obviously, one way or the other. I think that's tied in with the at least with Dr. Bradstreet. I know some people would like to say that's the smoking gun for all the doctors, but I can't, say that's true of all doctors, but maybe some of them, and definitely Dr. Bradstreet. So,
right. And that's the GFMAF is one of these cures, right? It's one of these cancer cures.
Well, yeah, he was, had been legally using it, on his patients. And I've just did recently, met a mother who he has a patient of her child and had great results. But yes, the GCMAF was used with the, especially with autism patients and cancer patients. And I haven't talked to anyone who had negative results. I know there's all sorts of reports in mainstream about that, but they all had positive results. Positive results had great things to say about him and the GCMAF, at least for their children, the ones that I've talked with.
Yeah. Right, right. So his work in the autism area is quite interesting too, obviously, because we've had a lot of things unfolding with the whole vaccine debacle. When was that again? Was that earlier last year, I believe, when that really started to unfold and unravel? Did he have a large part in that in some way, do you think?
Yeah, I think it was just really January, which is interesting now that you mentioned
it. Huh?
Or just December, January. I don't know. That's a good question. That's a very good question. I don't know how involved he was. I mean, I know a lot of the doctors were outspoken, that they felt that that would have been with the measles, so more the MMR vaccination, that some of these doctors felt that there were, and there are proven vaccine injuries from MMR. There are some who would go further and say that it could cause autism or be connected and, be part of it. So it just depends on the person, what their feelings are with that. But I do know families with kids who had small kids who were healthy and they got the MMR vaccine and they were then injured after that, whether brain injury, autism, so that then developed rather quickly. So,
Yeah, what a story. Now, there was a GoFundMe campaign as well, wasn't it, to try to figure out what happened. Did you keep up with that? Do you know what happened? I think that was in June or something, wasn't it?
Yes, I interviewed the Bradstreets who had the GoFundMe, and all the money raised that they have would go into their own investigation, which is just still ongoing. So they've hired their own investigators. I think that much I can say, and they've stated that publicly, and they're just still working on their own investigation to see what they, what they uncover, what they find out, just really to get to the bottom of it. I don't think, and I can't, of course, I can't really speak for the family, but they've said whatever, but they have said publicly, they've been wonderful, by the way, but they just really want to get to the bottom of this. So I can't imagine how they feel, how they must be hurting. And they just, it's really difficult, I think, when you have, you're told that, you know, whether it's your brother, your brother-in-law, whatever your father, whatever the relation, that he's gone to check in to a hotel and the room isn't ready. So he goes to the store to get some hummus and wine. I think if it were my father or something, it would be really difficult for me to believe that he went and bought the item so he could then, you know, he couldn't check into the room yet. He's coming back, going to be headed back toward the hotel with the food he bought. And then he just decides to kill himself. Just doesn't really make sense, and shoot himself in a river. So in the chest and the river. Yeah. It just doesn't add up for many people.
Sorry to interrupt. So he had a gunshot wound to the chest, and he was found floating in the river.
Yes. I don't know if it was actually floating. I've seen some recent interviews with the chief detective there, for what it's worth. And I guess it would be floating. I forget if they say he was found which way he was floating, on his back, on the front, but yeah, he was found in the river. That is correct. Yeah. So within the gun, somewhere they found the gun in the water as well. So just miraculously found that too. It didn't float away, I guess.
Well, that's good. That's convenient. Yeah. And yeah. Interesting detail. He was caught then in Shelby, which is the same town where this very bizarre arrest of Dylan Roof occurred. I don't know if you ever saw that footage.
I did, yes. And it was almost the same. I'm still trying to figure out because of when exactly. I think it's literally within a 72-hour, like 48-hour period of one another, which I've...
That tight?
Yeah, I wrote about that when I first... Because, it was so interesting when I did the story on Dr. Bradstreet. Of course, I was sad and just feeling so badly for friends and people, my friends who knew him well. And so I see Shelby, why do I know that? And then I realized it was just, but see, I didn't write about it until several days after, of course, his body had been found. But I thought, oh my gosh, that's where the Dylan Roof, was where they captured him. So it was just so strange. I always thought that was just a strange coincidence, if any of these things are coincidences.
Maybe that's the town you can go to, pay off the cops and have them go along with your story or something,
Well, yeah, I really am. And I'm not a big fan of the chief detective I guess that's his title, and not afraid to say that too. Just with some of the things he suggested based on pure speculation, mm-hmm. I just am not... I will openly say that I think many are pretty seriously disappointed in his investigation or lack thereof, or the job that he did, or the conclusions to which he jumped. So, yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, it's one of these cases then that opened up the whole thing for you. There's a lot of other people here we'll talk more about, but what more do you think we should know about that case, or maybe perhaps how it fits into all these other cases that we'll talk more about?
Well, I think that, many think that he was, they said, well, gosh, he was just raided. He was going to prison. But I think it needs to be made clear. And who knows, like you might be right about, you could be very right about Shelby, the town itself. But that he, I just feel like people need to know that he wasn't arrested. And I know somebody said, well, I'd heard that, these were these rumors go, and it could be true that he had secured an attorney, or whatever you do with an attorney, you would put down kind of have one on retainer, so to speak, after that. And I thought, yeah, I would do that too if the FDA came into my office. I don't think that doesn't seem unusual at all. Sure. So I just think people need to realize that he dealt with the feds before, and the FDA did come in. They allegedly did not find any GC-MAF. So I don't, I just am not sure why he would feel it. You know, I know I don't like to speculate too much, but I think that it's pretty, it would be presumptuous for people just to say right off the bat, nope, well, that, you know, just must have just killed himself. What? Why? Of course, because they went into the office. And I don't think that's reason enough to just assume that off the bat.
What would you say to those potentials we have listening that, you know, they think that FDA and these other organizations are good, that these are things that we need, that, you know, somehow just because he was in contact with them on this capacity of being potentially, you know, investigated and all these kinds of things, that, well, basically, where there's smoke, there must be fire, right? That somehow he was doing something wrong. What would you say to those people that have that level of allegiance to the FBA and the likes?
Well, I think that as time goes on, more and more people are waking up to realize that the FDA is not really a watchdog group for, it hasn't been for many, many years. I think it started out that way, but they're not really, they're more of a lapdog group, lapdogs for the drug industry than a watchdog group. That's really what it boils down to. And I think as time goes on, people will be, they're finally seeing the light that, wow, these guys really don't have we the people in their best interest. So, you know, I think that GC-MAF, it's just so interesting that they're always going after supplements or, and I'm not saying that GC-MAF is great for everybody, but it's interesting that they outlawed it not long after people were seeing results. So,
yeah, right. Yeah. What do you know about that, by the way? I'm not too familiar with that at all. What procedure is that?
Since I think it's been kind of a whirlwind with so many doctors and then others who we knew as well dying, that I'm no expert on it, but just to put it in just basic terms for the folks out there, oftentimes people, whether they have cancer or if they have autism, you can get a test for it for NAGLase. The NAGLase can be high in the body, which isn't good. It's often high in especially children with autism, for instance. So the GC-MAF would help. It would be made from either, it's not really a drug because it's natural and it's from human blood or from, you know, cow's blood, and it would oftentimes bring those NAGLase levels down, which then in turn would help, say, the child who has autism. So,
right.
That's really it in a nutshell. There is there are a couple videos out there that talk about the macrophage and how that works, and some say, you know, how it's kind of eats the cancer cells for those who have cancer. I mean, there's a lot of different theories, but I just from talking with people who had success with it, I would say that for some people, it really does work, kind of like anything with any, whether it be conventional or natural, but this seemed to work for a lot of people in particular. So, right. I mean, a lot of people, this GC-MAF in particular. So, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Is it something with the white blood cells then, the count? Do you help that to go up or something?
I definitely can, we could, like maybe, I don't know if you show graphics, but I could find a good little chart that shows all the intricacies of it. I found myself, like, I thought, oh gosh, if I go down and study that too much, it was like before I could, unfortunately, I'd have another doctor die. So yeah, I still have a lot of research to do on it. And I won't lie. I'm no expert on the GC-MAF.
Sure. No, I'm just curious. We can always link, if you have that, we can link that up on the program page so people can take a look that's listening, that's curious. We'll add some link to it as well, folks, in case you want to find out more. But yeah, let's talk about, you know, basically all the others that consequently has happened here. I mean, first of all, let's just see how many we're talking about so far to date that you kind of connect in the in the same story. Is everyone you've come across something that you add into it, or is it circumstances depending on how they have died? Where do we draw the line there, if you will?
Well, I had like kind of 12 official doctors that would be included, mainly because most were holistic, but also because none of them were accidents. There's kind of another list I'd made of unusual car accidents, or we just had that famous doctor who was partnering with Deepak Chopra. Her name was Dr. Zimmerman. She was a doctor for ABC, like national news. She died in a strange accident. But for the 12 main doctors, it just kind of stuck with either ones that were alleged suicide or murder. There are four murders, or then like a handful where they just died suddenly, like Suzanne Summers' doctor, Dr. Gonzalez. But by then he was about the eighth doctor. They were, you know, they got the autopsy. They said they thought it was heart attack. And then no, the autopsy showed, they put right on the front of a site that he was in perfect health and that their initial belief of heart attack would not be substantiated with the autopsy because it shows, there would have been no heart attack. So just, right. So it's really just suspicious like that, but not accidental. And so it would be more murder, alleged suicide, or strange, just, you know, dropping dead out of nowhere. I know it sounds terrible, but it's kind of what happened. So,
yeah. Tell us, let's just kind of run through that list, if you will, and we can, you can share with however much you want with them, whatever you know about them. I know you've, as you said, you've written a story about it, and it's very close as well. It's basically, every week almost, right?
Yes. It really had been since June 19th. And especially just recently, we've had these accidents, which I haven't counted, but even with that, it had sometimes been even two a day. I will say that lately, just after these accidents, that it seems, well, at least since Dr. Paz, which is maybe 3 weeks ago, there hasn't been one for a little while. So that's great. And I hope that that's it. And it was some, you know, I would call it the cruel summer and just think that once the season ends, it's got to stop, you know, because you do get a little wrapped in it, up in it. And I have talked to family members of other doctors as well, not just the Bradstreets. But yeah, so we had after June 19th, and I'm just kind of off the top of my head. Sometimes I'll just look at a picture of them to remember, but I don't even need the dates. It's kind of sad anymore. But Dr. Bradstreet was June 19th. And then on the 21st, which was Father's Day, we had Dr. Bruce Hedendahl, which was he's just a couple hours south of us here in Florida. And then just north of us, Dr. Baron Holt. So two, they were chiropractors. Dr. Hedendahl also had a PhD from Harvard in nutrition and was had a radio show, very outspoken, successful, and just amazing man. And then Dr. Holt, who was only 33, so much younger, Dr. Hedendahl was in his 60s. I don't want to say exactly if he was 67, but he looked far younger. He'd been a professional athlete and won many competitions and was in better shape than I am. I mean, now, I mean, he was just an amazing, he looks like he'd be doing something in the Olympics. He looks like a professional full-time athlete or something. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Baron Holt, too, was also very fit, and so many people loved him, and he was only 33. And I have heard different, again, rumors, but no, even from doctors who I know who knew him, but no 100% confirmation on his death. So I, you know, because he was so young and for the family, I just didn't write up what any of those, you know, what those rumors were. But I can say that the rumors I'd heard, none were natural. Just very suspicious. I mean, definitely suspicious. And Dr. Hedendahl, a couple of his friends, family, or loved ones have gone on even TV saying that they are, they want answers. They just don't, they find it suspicious that he was, Dr. Hedendahl, even being in his 60s, was in, he was actually at an athletic event that day. He did the discus throwing, and I don't know a whole lot about sports. And it is true that they say he didn't feel well just before he went to his car. But I mean, he had just competed in an event and knew his body very well. And so it's unusual from the people I talked with that he would just go to the car and die. So another one that would be suspicious, and even back then was to some people. And I've had many, with all these doctors, countless patients, friends, or family, right? And of course, the family love him, but so did his patients. They all felt like they were friends with these doctors, you know, every last one. So
right,
or they felt like they were their doctor and their friend, which is a beautiful thing. So
yeah. So, tell us more who we're talking about here. Yeah.
So then after that, so then just a few days later, I think it was the 29th, also in Florida, we had Dr. Teresa Sievers, and she was a holistic MD like Dr. Bradstreet. So you had the MD, then two DCs, you know, doctors of chiropractic in Florida. And then just days later, Dr. Teresa Sievers. And she was found dead, definitely, you know, confirmed murder, unfortunately, in her home with a hammer. And it's really tragic. And her husband and kids were up with her family up in the Northeast at a family reunion. And she'd come back the night before because she had to see patients Monday morning. So it happened on a Sunday night. And they found her Monday morning. Or I shouldn't say exactly when it happened. I could have been there's some people say they heard something around 5 a.m. Monday morning, but sometime between Sunday night and Monday morning or Monday when they found her, she was killed. And there have been two, and I've updated it because there have been two arrests on that, but it's just, again, very just strange. You know, that was her husband's friend was arrested, but they say that he had traveled from Missouri down to kill her in all the way in Florida. And then some say it was, you know, robbery, but just, there's lots of speculation. There was another, younger man, Jimmy Rogers, who was arrested, who literally called himself Hammer or the Hammer on Facebook. Really? So there's people who think that's a false flag and just very strange so, you know, I don't like to speculate, but there are those who say, if the husband were involved, he had his friend do it. But his friend, Curtis Wainwright, says that his lawyer says, look, he has to be extradited because they arrested him in a state with his wife, family. He says he can easily prove he was never even there. But yeah, it's all very interesting. The sheriff there says books and movies will be written when all the facts come out on it. And again, the husband hasn't been arrested months and months later. So we don't know why his friend would travel, you know, hundreds or thousands of miles to do this. It's just
bizarre.
Very bizarre. Yeah. And so that one, still unsolved, and arrests have been made, and two charges of murder, but we'll see what happens with that. Then we had, just after that would have been, Lisa Riley, who was an osteopath in Georgia. So we're all kind of in the same area between just the Southeast here, whether it's, you know, right in Florida or just north of us. And, Lisa Riley was only, I believe, 34, and, she was found dead with a gunshot wound to her head. And since I wrote that article, her husband was arrested, but it's another strange thing because, you know, Thomas Riley, her husband, had been arrested before with his ex for attempted murder, but then it was found that allegedly her story changed, his didn't or whatever. So they said there was nothing enough to charge him with. So he was let go. Actually there were whole articles written about how he shouldn't have been held so long with this other case. So he was never charged. And yes, it does sound like he had, there had been some incidents before her death that, you know, I don't know if it was domestic things. There were some domestic problems, but I don't know. So right now he has been arrested for the murder, but again, and maybe, you know, with maybe these arrests, it's correct, but I don't know yet. I would say innocent until proven guilty. So we just don't know on that.
Yeah.
And he maintains his innocence. And then let's see. After that, we would have had Dr. Ron Schwartz, who again, hours later after Dr. Riley, who was an osteopath, a DO, was killed one way or the other. Then Dr. Ron Schwartz was found murdered in his home, just a few hours south of here in Jupiter, Florida. And they say it was targeted, but, you know, it wasn't just a random thing. Like if it was, some are saying home invasion, but he was shot several times and killed. And he's been one of the few, there's been the littlest information on, there's been no arrest, and it's still unsolved, like so many of these others. It's pretty, just really crazy. And then during this whole time, there were a few other doctors that went missing, including Jeffrey Whiteside. And he wasn't holistic, but I think it was just that whole time when all these things were going on. A lot of these doctors definitely were working with cancer patients or patients who were very ill. And Dr. Whiteside, his patients who have come forward have said how wonderful he was, what a great doctor he was, but he'd been talking with his family. And this is one that wouldn't be in this region. It would be Wisconsin. None of them, though, are like West Coast or anything. They're definitely, most are East Coast, but he was right. Wisconsin, talking with his wife and family. And they had a little spat in a public place, like at a boat dock there on in Ephraim, Wisconsin, this little peninsula. And then he walked away. And long story short, weeks and weeks later, he was found dead with a gunshot wound to his head. It is the only one, I believe, and I'll have to check that again in a second, it was a suicide where it has been ruled a suicide. The case right. has been ruled because it hasn't on Dr. Bradstreet yet. And so he, I guess, walked away. I guess maybe he allegedly had a gun on him. We don't know, but it was weeks later, and the local press said that it was just a mess. That's what they called it. The local press put in the local papers that the whole investigation was a mess, that they just felt it was so strange. Why did it take so many weeks? People had come forward allegedly who had even written me saying they wanted to search, but they wouldn't. And then, so they find him, but it took weeks and weeks, and just another suspicious death. And also it was a very small gun from what I understand. I don't remember if that one was the 45 caliber, but it wouldn't be one you'd really could be slow death that you'd want to use to kill, to take your life. So,
right.
And then right after, so when there's still another doctor missing, named Dr. Fitzpatrick, who was a kind of a naturist, and he was out around the same time he went missing as Dr. Whiteside, and he's still never been found. They just found his car, kind of like there was a cornfield along the side of the road. And some had said because he was one of the oldest, maybe early 70s, he went on trips. He was crossing, going to another state to see his son. Maybe he just, walked out and got lost. Well, they never found him. So it's very strange. And just his car along the side of the road, like by a cornfield or something. So he's still missing. And I hope there's some, chance he's found alive. And then right after that, they found Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, who was in New York City, very well known. We knew him, so that was very difficult. But he was it just suddenly collapsed and died, and that's the one where they thought it was initially a heart attack. But it's been posted right on the front of his official website that the initial belief of a heart attack does not seem to be true, and they reiterate and emphasize that he was very healthy, as far as they knew, great health just before he died of what they can't figure out. So that is strange. And then we had a holistic dentist, the only dentist that I put in my story, who was, I believe, just 41, turning 42, or just turned 42, but he was training for like a half marathon, in amazing shape. His friend he's in his early 40s. So his friends, that was his fraternity brother in college, so he had to know him like at least 20 years, was also his patient. His dear friend said it didn't add up. He was in amazing shape. He's training for this event. He said he ate so well. If you look at his Facebook pages, it's all about integrative natural health, keeping your teeth, about holistic dentistry, keeping your teeth clean, no plaque, so your heart is healthy. And, he was just found dead by a passerby on the side of the road at night. And again, they said it was a heart attack. The initial belief was it was a heart attack, and I never heard any follow-up on that. And I don't ever, try to contact family members. If they come to me, that's fine. But right. I think they wrote me and said, oh, can you, someone wrote, I don't want to say it's family, but I did verify it was someone who knew him, and said, oh, could you change just one little thing here, with a link or something? I said, sure. So, but yeah, right. I didn't.
Yeah.
And then we have just after that, Mary Bouvier, who is also an osteopath, found stabbed to death in her home. And I believe she was had a significant other, I think they lived like next door to each other, who was also a DO, but he was never charged. And there's been no charge. It's been many months and she was found stabbed to death. And so still no explanation on her. And then just we're almost there. Then after that was another doctor we knew, Mitch Gaynor. And he was very well known, had been on Dr. Oz, like so many of the others actually had books. He had just given us a copy, advanced copy of his book, you know, months before he would be found dead. And he was found found at his country home outside New York City, but I am told that it was outside, and that they're saying that the initial ruling that it's suicide. So definitely wasn't a natural death.
Right.
And so I think more than anyone, I think at this point, as you get up to more and more doctors, I had so many people contact me that would just say they just could not believe. They knew the man 20 years. Some were his friend, his patient, and doctors themselves. I guess every doctor still has to have a doctor they go to sometimes. And that he was, first of all, just with every one of these doctors, just they had nothing but, you know, wonderful things to say. But there were people who had been in remission for years from cancer, especially like from Dr. Gaynor or with Dr. Gonzalez, since that was their specialty. And they were both in New York City, both within, you know, weeks of each other, even though Dr. Gonzalez, of course, dropped dead, can't find out a reason why. And then Dr. Gaynor supposedly took his own life just after having a great book come out. It just, yeah, doesn't seem to add up, and being on Dr. Oz. And then the last one was Dr. Marie Paas, who was a young chiropractor. I don't think I ever got her exact age, but she was, don't know as much about her. She also was a detoxification specialist on top of being a chiropractor. And she was a chiropractor, like all the other ones recently I was talking about were MDs or DOs or the dentist. And she was allegedly, again, suicide. This was just weeks ago. And I have people still writing me saying they just seen her at an event and can't believe that. And also she had her big thing on her Facebook page was her animals that she animal rescues, her own animals. And so I saw the comments before somebody took the whole page down after her death, which they didn't do in any of the other cases, especially a personal page, maybe the business page, but not the personal. And people said, well, how could she do that? What about her animals? They just, no one could fathom that. And people write me and say, look, I just saw her and I bet my life she didn't take her own life. So then that's, but you know, I don't have any confirmation on that. And I don't know if it's, actually, I don't know if that one is ruled a suicide or if there's still an investigation ongoing.
So right.
That's it. Yeah.
Wow. It's a mouthful. Oh boy. Yeah. Wasn't there something in Germany as well? There was something, was that an individual case? Was that a whole group that had been, what happened there?
That is still a little bit of a mystery, but I know a bit more. I had to get a friend that speaks fluent German, kind of is like in between the States and Europe. So he did interpret a few articles from the German newspapers. But what happened is there were 29, I guess what's being described now is some were holistic doctors, or it was they're calling it a homeopathic conference. They've been referred to as holistic, homeopathic, naturopaths. I mean, definitely all the German newspapers were calling them naturopaths. Some said there were a few psychologists, and they became extremely ill. And I'm trying to think now, it's as time has passed. I think that was in September. I will have to click on that and see what the what it was they found that they took. But it had just become illegal in Germany a few years ago. It was called 2CE or aqua rust. So it's kind of like it's a psychedelic drug and a bit of a hallucinogenic, but they took allegedly took big overdoses of this. Some of them were life-threatening situation, the German newspaper said. And I mean, I have articles interpreted that I've put up. And so it was at this, what they called the AltMed Homeopathic Health Conference.
Right.
And
yep.
even the experts there said, a couple experts who were quoted said that even if they were doing it knowingly, that they, for whatever reason, they couldn't imagine they would take these huge overdoses that left some of them where they could have died. They had to be strapped down, some of them for allegedly for definitely hours, or some I heard were allegedly days strapped down so they didn't hurt or injure themselves. These were big overdoses. It wasn't like they just did a tiny normal amount. So that is strange. And there's been a few theories, like one said that they were going to do this meditation class, so they were going to take something. But then people are saying, even if they were going to take this and see what the outcome was, they're smart enough, these doctors, to know, or you know, homeopaths, naturopaths, not to take huge overdoses and almost kill themselves. And now it's like radio silence. They're not talking. And initially, I think a few were I had been told wanted to come forward, but then silence, no information. So
right.
just strange. But yeah, thankfully on that story, at least everybody did survive, and I hope all of them have made a full recovery and get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. It sounds like they've been poisoned with this rather than taking it voluntarily in some way.
Yes. Yeah. It's very strange. So I know it's just, yeah, that they would take that or be given that big of an overdose. So yeah. And it's strange. None of them are talking to the press. So.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The language barrier can be there, of course, sometimes, but yeah, you'd think that speak about this now. Okay. So that's kind of it's a little bit of a different case, but nonetheless, it comes in the wake of everything else here we've been talking about. But so tell us a bit what do you think about this? I mean, I know you might not like to speculate too much, but obviously, I wonder what the statistics for something like this would be in terms of these coincidences that it's doctors. And I mean, we know that there's a lot of, there are crimes, there are home invasions, people do get shot, there are robberies and all these kinds of things. But what I'm saying is statistically for the fact that all these people are holistic doctors and involved in these kinds of fields, it's got to be pretty rare, pretty high probability on something like that.
Sure. Yes. We had even looked up suicides, and sometimes there are high rates of suicide amongst doctors. But for this many in this short amount of time, I had been looking, for instance, throughout the summer for deaths that were not, obviously if a doctor sadly died of an illness, or they're of old age, or things like that. But even just doctors who had just had accidents, whether they were holistic or not, it was hard to find this many for the whole summer of just non-holistic doctors. I think it in this small circle, this kind of small community of holistic doctors, there aren't really that many, especially a few that were very prominent. I mean, a couple of these doctors are really world renowned, and all of them amazing, but that they died in that short amount of time, I think is really just, it's a little bit mind blowing that we knew more than one. And, I never knew when I wrote about Dr. Bradstreet that literally before I finished that article, two more had died and just within 48 hours. So yeah, statistically, as far, if you just were to say, hey, they were all just doctors and didn't, some of them didn't know each other. We didn't know almost, we knew the majority of them. Then maybe it wouldn't be that strange, but just the small field that they are in. It seems pretty unusual. So
what do you think? What might be going on here?
If it were not, I always say it could be a big giant coincidence or a conspiracy. If you were to go with the conspiracy theory, I never use that word in my articles, but it comes out sometimes for lack of better words. I think that all of them were outspoken, and I am the GC math. I would like to look deeper into that. If I would like to know how many more of the doctors were confirmed that they had use GC Math or were researching GC Math. Also, I don't think that that's just the smoking gun. I think another thing that some were very outspoken about was cannabis or cannabis oil. Dr. Bradstreet especially had done whole shows with friends of mine, programs about cannabis oil and the research he was doing on that. So I know that people say cannabis oil, come on, it's legal in all these states and it's no big deal. But I mean, if just to entertain kind of any people out there who might have that, and I don't blame them, that many millions of people have read the articles that have these, this feeling there could be something else beyond coincidence. I wonder if it's not the kind of a combination. I've talked with a couple other holistic MDs that are still alive, and I didn't know they thought the same thing I did, that it wasn't really just maybe, if it were more than a coincidence, not just the GC Math, but maybe the cannabis oil too, because it's definitely, you think something like a plant is really that threatening, but hey, it's legal in 23 states now and increasing every day. And I think eventually it's really going to frighten some large corporations, that maybe pharmaceutical corporations, because the it's in, even in mainstream news that the cannabis is working so well for so many illnesses, including cancer. So
yeah, and that's the the oil, right? The concentrate or whatever you want to call that. It's not just it's a little bit of a different procedure to actually to make that or to process that in such a way. We had what's his name? Rick Simpson on the show.
Oh, great.
Talking about this. It's probably 4 years ago or something like that. And he didn't produce any of this himself, but he talked about the process and how to do it and all that. But it seems highly, potent in this capacity. And I've also heard from some people who have, tried it and it seems to do the trick in some cases. Amazing.
Yes. I actually had been in Colorado doing the show for Gaiam about the doctors. So when I was out there, doing the TV show, I went to the dispensaries, some of the medical dispensaries, pharmacies, and I was really fortunate. It was, I called ahead of time, not too far ahead of time because the show was kind of last notice, but I was fortunate to know someone and then get into some of the biggest dispensaries. And when I really, I saw the grow houses and I have video and all this of, thousands of plants and I actually went to the kitchen where they actually take the flowers, they call it the cannabis, and make it into the oil. So I watched the whole process recorded. They let me record the whole thing and go in with cameras. And it was amazing. I mean, I had a woman who owns one. I mean, she's on the front of magazines and different things with her large dispensaries, and tell me that she'll have cancer patients or especially children with seizures, even one-year-old babies who are having miraculous results. She tells me getting off of their drugs or steroids and because the cannabis oil, because what the cannabis oil can do, or the cancer. I mean, you see stories even in mainstream news about people who either tried to go the chemo route. There was just a story I did about a man. I mean, he's interviewed and everything, that was an elderly who was going to hospice and decided to do the, he did two different types of cannabis oil. I think one was high THC, because you can do, it's actually cannabis oil and it has the CBD to THC ratio. Mm-hmm. And he did this I know a little bit more about, and he did the high THC ratio, and he walked out of hospice and he's cancer free. So yep. I think it scares. Yeah. I think that could scare some powers that be out there. So.
Is that potentially what's happening here? That these are, the people we've been talking about here, they're alternative practitioners. They are looking at different ways of tackling these problematic health ailments, and consequently, who knows, right? Is someone trying to take out the competition, for the lack of a better term?
It could be. I want to do more research, before I would. I know some people want to jump to the conclusion they're not, they're not related. There's no way they're related. Well, I think that's hard to say. But on the other hand, I just don't have enough information to know the definitive connection, or if that is that the link. It's hard to say, but it definitely is a distinct possibility. And I get emails every day of people who tell me stranger stories, or that just they're convinced that it is. Even other medical doctors that are you know, just they're concerned, but they definitely think that could be that they were outspoken, that the GC map, the cannabis, that somebody could be taking them out. So,
yeah. Well, yeah. You know, it would also be taking out some of the knowledge out of, it would take that out of circulation in some of these towns and cities where they have their practice, basically. And yeah. Because I can't imagine that you have, you know, a lot of practitioners in the same smaller towns, but it would probably be one or two or something like that. So if they're gone, kind of, that's it. And no one else like that might return back to that area. We don't know that yet, of course, but it's a bit weird. I got to say, it's one of the strangest cases recently I've heard about in terms of the fact that they're taken out like this. And we can't just put it, you know, past the competition to do something like this as well. We've had many other strange cases where people are offed and suicided, as I say, in other ways.
Yes, yes.
You know, and it's, we can't look the other way towards this. This is a real possibility because, you know, if they don't want to have the solutions to these kinds of issues and problems out there, then who knows? Maybe, I mean, it's not an issue of money as far as they're concerned. They have endless of funds to pour into. And frankly, they could hire, you know, someone to do the job for them, basically. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, no, I, that is true. And I know that I've had investigators contact me. And it's, they, I know some of their theories are that it wouldn't be more than, I mean, these are some of them well-known investigators that aren't being paid to investigate the case, but they've just, it's piqued their curiosity. And some have said to me, it really wouldn't be more than one person. I mean, yeah, not that it couldn't exactly. be that if a corporation sent them, but they wouldn't send a group because by now somebody would have messed up or said, but I did this, you know, because they'd have one person doing this, a real professional that would be able to have people die in just where they can't find a cause of death or alleged suicides. And we have three men all around the same age with almost 30 years experience each between Dr. Whiteside, Dr. Bradstreet, and Dr. Gaynor, all found in the woods or a river or with woods around them, or because Dr. Gaynor had a bigger property there. So he's found allegedly outside on the trees on his property, all outside, all alleged suicide. And these three medical doctors were all very successful. And especially two out of three, since I know so many people in common with the two out of three that just don't think that they would take their own life. So,
yeah, I'm thinking about, you know, there's other of these kinds of cases, high profile cases like David Kelly, the weapons expert in Britain. And, you know, it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
You remember
yes.
that story? It was kind of the same thing. He was out in the walking in the, I don't know if it was the forest or he was taking a walk somewhere. And the strangest case. And it seems to be that it's a very convenient way of getting rid of people who might have knowledge that is simply too upsetting to the powers, you know?
Yes, yes, that's true. And I think that at first there were skeptics, of course, with Dr. Bradstreet and even this three or four in a row. But I think even some of those people, now that they see so many in a short period of time, even they're now skeptical that they're just not related and they all just took these, like three, four of them all just took their lives. Yeah, it's very, you're right. It's hard to dismiss. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And we shouldn't be naive about these kinds of things and put it past them because they're definitely in a position to do these kinds of things, you know. But why don't we could take a short break here in a little bit and then we can continue and talk more about this case and some of the other things, of course, that you talk about and that you write and research as well. There's a lot of other areas I'd like to ask you more about, but why don't we just talk a bit more about your website before we take a break? And I know you have a free ebook as well that you'd like to plug a little bit. So tell us what's in it.
Oh, sure. Yes. My site is healthnutnews.com. And before I, you know, this fell in my lap about in June about writing these crime stories, I actually would write quite a bit about healthy organic recipes or the latest breaking news on natural health. And I do have a book on there, the ebook, if they want to sign up for the newsletter, which I don't send frequently, probably not frequently enough. And the book is just about my own journey about overcoming Lyme and some, I the severe weight gain that weight that I lost and was able to keep off, and just kind of talks about that journey and some of the things I did that really helped me, and things I recommend. So the book is on the, I mean, they just sign up and they get the book in an email. So it's really nice. And I've only had the site 22 months. So my direction definitely changed a little bit over the summer, but I still do. Yeah, it wasn't really what I intended, but
been,
I also...
You've been typecast. Yeah,
that's it wasn't, it definitely was, not planned, but I still do definitely, and even more so now, do my best to research with, you know, new studies coming out on all different kinds of subjects, or I'm writing about fluoride, vaccinations, all sorts of controversial things, and also just your natural health recipes or Lyme disease, autoimmune disorder. So it's really helpful stuff. And it's all there on the site, and the book is there as well for anybody who would like to get it.
Well, you know, health is a super important subject. If we don't have that, there's many other things that becomes that we basically can't put, you know, time into and effort into, and it becomes a difficult just to you know, have a functioning body, basically. And that's why it's so important, and that's why it's a subject we like to return to and talk more about, and it's, you know, super important. So we can get into some of that more in the second segment here, but let me give the website again, healthnutnews.com. We'll have the link up, and as Aaron said, do sign up for the newsletter and take a look at the book as well. But yeah, we'll take a short break here, and then we'll return with more after this.
True answers, but I never tell no lies. I never walk a straight line, so I never get surprised. I don't ask for favors, so don't get abused. I learned to win when I was young, so I'm never ever gonna lose. The big mother money and I do the job. I got a contract on you. I got a contract. You. I never ask no questions. I never speak my mind. I always found that silence helps to keep me and my kind alive. I take care of business. It takes care of me. I look after myself and do it well, cause somebody's always looking for me. I pay me the money and I do the job. I got a contract on you. On you. What manner of man am I? I don't love some and then I move on. What manner of man are you? Never been back to jump a kill.
Right, we'll proceed with Aaron in the second hour and talk about a wide range of topics related to natural health, how to do things if you are outside of the loop of modern medicine, and the prescription medications that, by the way, kill more people every year than almost any other field. You see, when they do it, it's perfectly fine. But if someone does stupid things, take illicit drugs, and also happen to take an herb that we've been using without a problem for a few thousand years before this new field of medicine showed up on the scene, well, we can conveniently blame the herb and feel good about making sure that the economic monster that is the health industry continues unchecked. We're also going to speak more about her Lyme disease and weight gain story and how she got out of that. We will also address GMOs, water and fluoridation, and many of the issues that are of primary concern to Erin, such as, baby products containing cancer-causing formaldehyde, etc. Wonderful things like that that doesn't get any attention in the press. And of course, when you juxtapose that to some of the other things and issues that they deal with these days, it's truly remarkable that the media can continue the way they do without being challenged for their double standards and idiocy. All right, but tune into the second hour at redicemembers.com. If you're new to the show, if you like what we do and want to hear more, please go there to sign up for a membership. It's only €5 per month. Sign up for a 3-month subscription. You can try it out, check out the archives, and also support independent media that gives you perspectives and also the truth behind many of the most important issues that we face at this time. Issues that many people don't want to or simply can't address. RedIceMembers.com is the website. Go there and also check in our radio archive to see some of our upcoming guests. But we'll take a short break here and then we'll be right back with Erin Elizabeth in the second hour.